is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
And I am Jeff Smith, the Rogue announcer, and this is Rogue Talk for January 6th, 2017. Can you believe we're already in the new year? Where has the time gone? Of course, this week felt like it stood still here in the Rogue Valley with all the snow that we got and now ice everywhere. It feels like, Kelly Gibson described on Facebook, it feels like Groundhog Day. And every day you get up and it's the same thing. School is canceled. And for people like me that work outside, there's not a whole lot you can do outside. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We were supposed to have an interview with Deborah Schnicker today, but unfortunately, the Weimar Beautification Group, their cleanup for this month has been canceled, obviously, because of all the snow. But also Deborah's been a little under the weather, and so we're going to push her interview to next month. We'll do it on the 3rd of February. The next Weimar Beautification Group cleanup will be the 4th, so we'll promote that and promote all the ways that you can support the group, even if you can't get out and help with the cleanups. There's other ways you can help, so we'll be talking about that next month. But I want to thank Deborah for keeping me apprised of all the goings on and letting me know that this month's cleanup has been canceled, and we will have Deborah on next month. So I look forward to that. So that's changed the subject of the show today, and with all of the snowy weather we've been having. In fact, I guess for Medford, it's the second, if I have this right, it's the second biggest snowstorm they've had since they've recorded, you know, the size of these storms. So it's been quite an event, and I found that out firsthand. Of course, we had plenty here in Rogue River and out in Weimar, and there's still a lot of snow everywhere because of the cold temperatures we've been having. But I tried to make a trip to Medford yesterday and had some tree cleanup I wanted to do for one of my customers. But when I got over to the west side of Medford with my truck and my trailer, it was all I could do was to get back out of the area I was in. All of the side streets in Medford they're just a skating rink. It's really bad. And I went past one customer to see if there was anything I could do there, and moved on to the next one that I knew had some trees down, and I didn't even feel comfortable getting down her street. It was that bad. So we're having quite the storm here, and I think the aftermath is actually worse than what went on earlier in the week, because now everywhere where the roads weren't clear or where they were still wet, they're now frozen. And in fact, today, I'm not sure if we're even going to get above freezing. We're right at 32 here at the station, and I don't know that it's going to get much warmer. So hopefully the next storm that's coming will be a rain event. That's what they're calling for. Although at the last look at the forecast, it looked like, maybe some snow overnight, and then it would turn to rain. So let's hope that they've got that right. Of course, the only problem with that is now we're getting a lot of talk around here about flooding, because with all of that snow still on the ground and on the roofs and everywhere else, the rain is going to melt it very quickly, and we're supposed to get some pretty significant rainfall. So we'll just have to wait and see, but our freezing issues could quickly turn into flooding issues. So we're gonna wait and see. But that is what I want to talk about today. So before I get to the news and the sports, the local sports, I wanted to give out the number, and I'll try and give it out a couple more times. But if you have a story of how this storm has affected you or something you witnessed, we'd love to hear about it today and talk about it on the air. I've got some stories that I've gotten mostly off of Facebook that I'll share with you, but I'd rather get your calls and see how the weather's been treating you. I know again, I've been going stir crazy this week. I want to get out and work. I don't like to sit at home, and especially with school not being in session, I've had all the kids at home, and it's kind of a noisy environment at times with all the kids home, everybody getting kind of stir crazy, and the only person working this week has been my wife, and I'm not sure she's been too crazy about that, but I did take her to work the one day and had lunch with her, and but I'm not sure that was enough of a consolation to make up the fact that she's the only one working this week. So so that number to call if you want to call in is 541-299-0498. Once again, it's 541-299-0498. And I will warn you, I don't have a call screener for my show. I don't have that kind of budget here. So when the calls come in, if you get put on hold and you can hear the show while you're on hold, then you're going to be coming on the air with me. If you get anything else, you'll need to try and call back. I don't believe you'll get a busy signal, but you'll get some other thing. I believe it'll tell you that there's no voicemail set up. So if you get that message, you need to hang up and try again. But if you get put on hold and you can hear the show while you're on hold, then hang tight. I'll get right to you as soon as I can. But if you do not hear the show on hold, then you'll need to hang up and try again. And if anybody out there would like to underwrite the show, if we can get enough underwriting for the show, then maybe I can hire a call screener. Of course, I'm not sure what I'll pay him with since I don't get paid, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So that's what we want to talk about today. Talk about the weather and how it's affected you. And so I'm going to move on to some local news. And the first thing I've got for you here, in a story that's been going on for some time and is finally starting to get some resolution, the Jackson County Board of Commissioners are set to convene a community panel to interview sheriff applicants to replace Corey Falls, who resigned back in November. And, of course, Sheriff Falls' last day was the last day of the year. And this started about a year ago, a little over a year ago. Sheriff Falls originally had filed a discrimination complaint with the county in December of 2015. But when the preliminary report came out from an outside investigator that was brought in, right after the complaint was made, the county brought in an outside investigator, and his preliminary report found no discrimination. And at that point, Sheriff Falls decided to withdraw his complaint, and he did that at that time. But then, as we know, not quite a year from then, Sheriff Falls announced his resignation. And that would be effective at the end of last year, 2016. And unfortunately, it kind of got ugly at the end. The truth of the matter, Sheriff Falls had some different ideas about how to be a sheriff and how to run the sheriff's department. And some of them were very good. And we even talked about his work trying to get more beds opened at the jail. But some of them weren't received quite as well, and he got some pushback, mostly from the budget committee within the commissioner's office. And instead of resigning and taking his new job over in Gresham and just going quietly, he decided he would go kicking and screaming. And he held a final press conference the day before the last commissioner's meeting of the year. And he named some names in the press conference and really made it into something that it probably shouldn't be. When the investigator found there was no discrimination that they could find, and he withdrew the complaint, that really should have been the end of it. But instead, he had to be petty. He had to hold his press conference, and he threw around some terms that, you know, really, to me, are very unbecoming of a sheriff, and one of them was this mention of microaggressions. And I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of hearing that term. It's just a way to accuse somebody of something that they haven't done, to be completely honest. You know, if your little feelers got hurt, you're probably not fit to be sheriff. I mean, if you've got to use a term like microaggressions and you're supposed to be the sheriff of our county, you know what? Good luck, Gresham. You guys got your hands full with that one. But going back to the panel, the initial appointees for this panel are retired Medford Police Chief Tim George, Jackson County District Attorney Beth Heckert, Justice Court Judge Joe Charter, Racial Equality Coalition member Amanda Singh Bands, and a name that's familiar to most people around Rogue River, Weimar area. They describe her as a resident, Shane Maxwell. And they did mention that there could be some changes there if people aren't available. They have some substitutes in mind. But what the group will be doing will be narrowing down the potential candidates down to three. And then they will turn those three names over to the Board of Commissioners. And they will ultimately pick who the new sheriff will be. And in the interim, Captain Nathan Sickler was appointed as the interim sheriff. And he started at the first of the year, and he will serve as the interim sheriff until the commissioners can appoint the new sheriff. So that's where that story is, and so we'll try and keep track of that here on Rogue Talk, and we'll let you know when things progress in the hunt for a new sheriff. And in other local news, there was an accident Saturday. It was the morning of New Year's Eve, and it involved a white Kia that struck a tree out near Martin's Corner. For those of you that don't know where Martin's Corner is, that's the as you head out to Weimar on East Evans Creek, it's pretty straight most of the way out until you get to a really tight turn. There's often trucks parked off on the side of the road in that corner, and it's the site of a lot of accidents. And in fact, a little over a year ago, it was where an accident involved two friends of mine that were actually parishioners here at Faith Lutheran. They were killed actually after the wreck. They weren't killed in the wreck per se, but not long after they were taken to the hospital, they both passed away. So I'm very familiar with that corner. It's been a very dangerous corner. With all this ice right now, it's even more dangerous. Although this accident of last week, I don't believe involved any ice. Probably involved just too much speed, because that tends to be what the problem is in that corner. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, my brother-in-law once had an accident in that same corner when he lived here, and it doesn't need to be dangerous, but unfortunately it is. There seems to be accidents there all the time. Excuse me. And in this particular accident, this fellow in the Kia was very fortunate. There were some bystanders there that were willing to jump in and help, because after his Kia struck the tree, it rolled over onto the driver's side and it caught fire. And there was one man and some other bystanders. The one man's name I don't have the names of the other bystanders, but Michael Fleming is a neighbor of that corner, and their family knew that there's, you know, been problems there before. And I believe, if I have the story right, and I don't have the text in front of me, but I believe it was his grandfather was there with him and heard the accident, and he quickly threw his shoes on, went out to go down and check it out. And he found the driver was unconscious at the time, and he tried to get him to wake him up, and he finally did get a response from him. So Mr. Fleming broke the window of the car, And it took him a couple of attempts, I guess, but he finally was able to get into the car and pull the driver out of the car. The driver was mercy flighted to Rogue Regional Medical Center. And I don't know the latest, but he was in stable condition the day of the accident. So, and so to Mr. Fleming and to the other bystanders that jumped in to help out, we salute you. And as is always the case with these kinds of situations, the person that jumps in and helps out, they're uncomfortable a lot of times calling them heroes. But, you know, if the text of this story is even halfway true on how things happened, then these folks are definitely heroes. This car was engulfed in flames, and I believe even the victim's clothes were on fire when they pulled him out. And so, you know, if not for the quick thinking of these bystanders, the outcome could have been much worse. So that's it for the local news. And quickly in some items of local sports, the Chieftain Wrestlers were most recently participated in the Rogue Valley Championship. This is a wrestling tournament which features all different levels of competition. In fact, a lot of the winners in this tournament were from the two Medford schools, North and South Medford. So this is not strictly just a 3A tournament. This involved all different levels. And so I've got a couple of the finishers for the Chieftains. Gavin Decker finished fourth at 138. Austin Quayle finished fifth at 152. And I couldn't find the weight class for Gabe Scheide. I'm going to guess he's right near the heavyweight class. Of course, he's a lineman on the football team. And I apologize, Gabe. I don't know which weight class you were wrestling in. But Gabe also got on the podium with a sixth place finish. So good job to the Chieftain Wrestlers. And in basketball, the Chieftain teams were only able to play one game this past week. Because of the snow, their games on Tuesday were canceled. They were set to host Glide on Tuesday, and that got canceled because of the snow. So the only games played this past week were both played last Friday. And the girls team lost to New Hope 43-18. But again, as we've mentioned, I think here on Rogue Talk as well as on the broadcasts, the Chieftains have been playing for quite some time now without four of their five original starters from the beginning of the season. So they played that game again without Jesse Langfield, Talon Fricke, Laura Howard, and Zoe Reeder, all missing from the action there. But a trio of freshmen were the high scorers for the Chieftains. Amanda Ernest chipped in 5 points, while Maddie McCown and Jaden Spieth each had four. So good job to those freshmen, and we look for better things coming from that girls' team as some of these girls get healthy going into the conference season. And the boys' team, we also had... we had a win from the boys team at New Hope, but the boys wanted to keep it exciting for us and definitely kept me on my toes as the announcer. They were my flu strained voice was being tested that night with all the excitement in that game. With 6.5 minutes to play, the boys had a 12-point lead. And New Hope went on an 11-0 run before the Chieftains scored one more point, and the final score was 44-42. So the Chieftains held on in that one, and Derek Pratt and Aaron Hansen, the two seniors, they each had 10 rebounds apiece, and Pratt also had 3 block shots while Hansen had 2. And the most exciting play of the night was on a kind of a wild layup. The Chieftains were trying to break the New Hope press, which was a big part of the reason that New Hope was able to come back in that game, was the success of their press. But they had thrown a baseball pass down the court, and it looked like it was going to go out of bounds. Derek Pratt ran it down and just kind of flipped it up behind his back as he was running out of bounds, because he was running full speed and there was no way he was going to save it and stay in bounds. So he just flipped it up in the air and it managed to find the bucket. So that was an exciting play, and that definitely tested my voice that night. I I was struggling, still struggling a little bit today, but I'm feeling a lot better than I have, but he definitely tested the laws of physics that night and the strength of my voice. So that was it for the Chieftain Sports. Because of the snow, everything else this week has been canceled, and we've gone a little long in this break, but that's okay. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the snowstorm of 2017, and if you'd like to call in, that number is 541-299-0498, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're on 94.3 The Bridge. Radio that's worth listening to.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with your NBA action from yesterday. It was Houston defeating Oklahoma City 118-116. This is Rockets guard Patrick Beverley.
Not trying to be cocky or anything. I just feel like we're one of the best teams also in the NBA, and I have, you know, I have facts to prove it. Like, we beat the top teams in their place, and you know, we're not backing down from anybody, but at the same time, we want to continue getting better, continue doing little things, and continue to improve.
Elsewhere yesterday, the Pacers down Brooklyn 121-109. It was Toronto 101 and Utah 93. The Detroit Pistons beat Charlotte 115-114. Hawks 99, New Orleans 94. Phoenix over Dallas 102-95. The Spurs beat Denver 121-99. Portland 118 and the Lakers 109. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Oilers beat the Bruins 4-3. Caps 5, Columbus nothing. It was Nashville over Tampa Bay 6-1. This is SRN Sports. More hockey scores here. Carolina 4, St. Louis 2. Chicago needed overtime to beat the Sabres 4-3. Red Wings 4, Kings nothing, and Minnesota over San Jose 5-4. AP Top 25 college basketball yesterday. Number 4, UCLA over California 81-71. Number 5, Gonzaga stays undefeated, beating San Francisco 95-80. Number 17, Arizona over Utah 66-56. Other winners include number 19, St. Mary's of California, number 20, Purdue, and number 25, USC. NFL news, Randy Gregory played just two games for the Dallas Cowboys this season, and he won't play for them again anytime soon. The defensive end has been suspended for at least 1 year following another violation of the league's substance abuse policy. Gregory served 4- and 10-game bans for the same infraction during the regular season, keeping him off the field until Week 16. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. This is Jeff Smith, the Rogue Announcer. And today we're talking about the weather, and usually that would be pretty boring. I mean, we got weather people on the news stations that talk about it all the time, and they usually get it wrong too, by the way. In fact, they kind of got it wrong with this big storm of 2017, and So I've picked out a few stories that I could find online and mostly on Facebook, talking about different things going on with the storm. But I'd love to hear your stories too. If you want to talk about how this storm has affected you, please call in. The phone number is 541-299-0498. Once again, that number is 541-299-0498. And the system will put you right on hold. You'll be able to hear the show, and that means I'm going to get to you. And if you're not hearing the show, then hang up and try again. But anyhow, so we had quite the snowstorm this last week, and it's turned into what was supposed to be a 4-day week for all the kids returning to school. It turned into another whole week off for them. And I mentioned before, one of the posts from Facebook that I found pretty apropos and amusing at the same time was Kelly Gibson, one of the teachers at the high school, said it felt like Groundhog Day, and I would second that for sure. I not only did it feel like Groundhog Day, but it was starting to turn into a lot of stir crazy feelings for a lot of people that were stuck in their homes, or in my case, I could get out, but there was no place for me to go. None of my work could really be done with all the snow on the ground and with the icy roads. But I picked out a few of the stories that I found that either were funny or were kind of heartwarming. It was nice to see the community people taking care of one another. And I'm just going to use first names in these stories because I don't have permission to use these, so I don't want to out anybody here, but I found some of these kind of fun. In one particular story, there was a post on Facebook where Veronica was lamenting that her driveway was a flipping mess. And I can relate because there's a lot of driveways that are a flipping mess, and including the one right here at the station. I got here and it looked like a ghost town over here at the station. All the ice and stuff that some of the less used roads are seeing was right here at the station. But nicely, a friend named Stan was able to get over there and help get her driveway cleared up. And while that was going on, Veronica was developing a new friendship with Joan, who also had commented on the post. So that was kind of fun, seeing that interaction there. Another story, and if any of you listening recognize any of these, you probably know who these people are. But another lady named Nadine couldn't get down her driveway, and she had mentioned that she had nothing left to eat at the house except onions. And well, I don't think anybody wants to live on onions. And in a, what's not really surprising to me on the Weimer page where this was posted, the first person to respond was a lady named Joanne, and she was willing to go out of her way to help out. And there were some other support and some advice from some other people on there, and that included a neighbor of this lady Nadine's, who gave his phone number, and he gave also the name of, I'm guessing, is maybe his wife, but his quote was, "If you need anything," and he gave his phone number. So it was really nice to see the community support coming out to help out with that situation. And in a later post, as it turns out, not only did Joanne go and get some groceries for Nadine, but she delivered them to her house so that she wouldn't have to go out. And apparently Nadine and her husband's car is not really suitable for the icy conditions, and they didn't feel comfortable going out. And their mobility, it sounds like, is not as good as maybe it once was. And so for these neighbors to step up, and especially Joanne to step up and help out, it just really warmed my heart that we have people like that in the community. But again, I say it warms my heart, but it also doesn't surprise me. I've seen the kind of community getting together, especially on the Weimer page. And that's not to say we don't have great community members here in town too, because we absolutely do. But it's just fun to see people supporting one another. So that was a nice story to see, and it had a nice ending to it. Although I, there was one little caveat just before I came down to the station. Apparently, poor Nadine got her groceries, but this morning she woke up without water, and I can relate to that. We had water in part of our house this morning, but one of our faucets had no water, which, because of its location, led me to believe that the washing machine would not have any, we had hot water, but no cold water. And I had a, we had a load in the wash that, I didn't particularly want to wash on hot water only. So we had to wait for the cold water, had to open some cabinets and get some warm air to the pipes so we could have some cold water to wash that. But, you know, that's a first world problem. I think Nadine getting food was much more important than me washing my delicates. So, another story that I found online was, I'm assuming it was a lady. I actually didn't look, but I think it was a lady named Renee, and she had some family coming to visit, and she was worried about their safety. And of course, she got several comments of people that would pray for her and were concerned with her. And the final comment was back from Renee that they got there safe and sound. So that was good. And of course, we also got several reports of the road conditions, people posting on there that they had headed to Grants Pass or headed to Medford or gone down a certain road, and they were letting people know what the conditions were. So that was a good source of people helping out one another. The only thing I'll say about those posts about the roads is you gotta use your own common sense on that stuff, because some people are much more comfortable on the icy roads than others. And so one person's idea of, oh, it's fine, just be careful, might be another person's road that would be just too dangerous for them to travel on because they don't have the experience or the skill to drive on the icy road. So I would be careful with some of the advice you get, but it is nice that people are reporting in and letting their neighbors know how things are going. I also saw an interesting meme that I found kind of amusing, especially being a fan of Star Wars. And so some of you will get this and some of you won't. And you can go on the Weimer page on Facebook and hunt this one down. I think that's where I also saw this, although I'm not 100% sure. It may have been somewhere else, but it's better if you see the picture, but I'll describe it for you. It was a picture of Luke Skywalker on a Tauntaun, and Han Solo was also with him. And of course, if they were on a Tauntaun, they were on Hoth, which is also known as the ice planet in Star Wars. And the caption said, "We are going to the store. Need anything?" Question mark. So I found it kind of funny because it was the horrible weather we've been going through, but there's been a lot of people that have, you know, reached out to their neighbors and offered to give them some help. And excuse me for a second, still trying to get over this cold, but the flu's gone, but some of the symptoms still hanging on here. But another post that I found fun, or a couple of posts from a friend of the show, Molly Culotta, she had a couple of pictures she had posted. One of them was titled Wood Stove Tacos, and they were, of course, the Culottas live out in Weimer, and they were without power for some time, and so they were obviously huddled around the wood stove. And the other picture she posted I found amusing was a picture of the whole family, although you couldn't see any faces. All you could see was they were all in their plaid pajama pants, including one of their dogs was in his plaid sweater. So those were fun to see. And meanwhile, her mother also had a post that I found interesting. It was, she was celebrating the fact that they had their generator working, but the picture was a picture of a power strip, and they had all their devices plugged in, all the phones and the extra batteries and all the technology that we, quote unquote, can't do without. They were charging all those things up. So that was kind of a fun one to see. And so those were some of the fun things I saw on Facebook. And of course, I already mentioned about Mrs. Gibson with her post that I feel like we are stuck in the movie Groundhog Day, and we definitely felt like it this week. And so hopefully things are going to get back to normal going into next week. Hopefully the weather people get it right this time. And we get some rain instead of some snow, but there is another big storm coming. It will put some snow in the mountains. We know that, but hopefully that's all it does, and we get some rain down here in the valley and break up some of this ice. Unfortunately, that may also turn into flooding, but that's something we're just going to have to deal with. But I've had enough of this ice and snow we've been dealing with. So that's it for the snow stories. If you have a snow story, and we still have some time here, you can call in. The number is 541-299-0498. That's 541-299-0498. If you've got a snow story you'd like to share with us, I'd love to put you on the air and hear that story. And so we've got a little bit of extra time here. In the third segment, we will have on the by phone, we will have the Rogue Talk mascot, my son Cameron. We'll see how he's doing with his picks, and we'll pick some more games for this upcoming weekend. But I will be getting him on the phone. He wasn't able to make the trip over here today, mainly because he's lazy and didn't want to leave the house, but you didn't hear that from me. So we will get him on the phone for the next break. But while I got a few minutes, I want to look forward to some things that are coming up in the coming months and things we'll be covering here on Rogue Talk. I probably knew this before, but I was reminded of it recently that Weimer's own Cheryl Martin Sund has a book about Rogue River and about Weimer. And I recently watched a couple episodes of a TV show where she was on promoting the book, and I learned a lot of interesting stuff. And I haven't yet, but I'm going to get my hands on a copy of the book, and I'm hoping to have Cheryl on the show upcoming. So that's one thing we're working on here. She's agreed to come on, and we just haven't pinned down the date yet, but I'm definitely going to get Cheryl in here to talk about kind of the history of Rogue River. And she has some interesting stories about her family and their history here in Rogue River and in Weimer. And that's going to be a really fun interview. So I look forward to that. That's coming up. And of course, the Miss Rogue River pageant that I'm involved in quite a bit. Things start rolling. Once the first of the year gets here, we start having meetings with the girls. The next month, I believe next month will be the dinner. It's in the past has been a crab dinner. I believe that's what we'll be doing again this year, but I'm not sure all of those plans are in place yet. But so that will be coming up. We'll start talking about the Miss Rogue River pageant coming up, and maybe we'll talk to a couple of the girls leading up to the dinner. And of course, as I mentioned, I have the founder of the Weimer Beautification Group, Deborah Schnicker. She'll be coming on next month, so we're definitely looking forward to that. And I've got to get back in touch with the county. I've been working on doing a story on marijuana and how it relates to young people. And I have someone lined up from the county, but you got a lot of hoops to jump through when it comes to the county. And we want to make sure we dot all the I's and cross all the T's before we get that interview done. And likely that will have to be a pre-recorded interview, but we're going to get an interview with an expert from the county talking about the effects, not only the actual physical effects of marijuana use in adolescents, but the effects that the legalization, quote-unquote, of marijuana here in Oregon, what effect that has on kids' attitudes toward marijuana. And those were the two subjects back at the beginning of the school year. I had the pleasure of talking to a young lady that was there representing the county, and she had some information on those subjects, and I found it rather intriguing with the new legalization of marijuana over the past year here in Oregon. It brings a different feel to, you know, the dangers of marijuana, and especially again for adolescents. So I'm working on getting that expert in here from the county. Don't know when that's going to be, but that's something that we're going to try and get. Kind of got pushed aside for the holiday season, but we will get the wheels turning again on that and get that set up. Also going to have Jamie Wright back in studio coming up in the next couple of months. I ran into Jamie over the holidays and said I'd really like to get her to come back in and talk about the way things are going at the high school and how some of the things that we talked about when her and Vice Principal Grimes were here together, there was a lot of things discussed that changes they were making or things they were trying to improve, things like attendance and graduation rates and different challenges that you have within a high school. So she's agreed to come back on and give us an update on how those things are going. So those are some of the things that we're working on for Rogue Talk. And also, because I am the play-by-play announcer for Chieftain Sports here on 94.3 The Bridge, we're about halfway through the season, getting ready to go into the conference season, and I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm having a blast. I love covering these kids and doing my best to put a spotlight on what they're doing, and I'm just having a really good time with it. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season, and I'm hoping for the girls team that we can get the rest of those girls healthy, because there's a lot of good things happening on that team. The results don't always show it on the scoreboard, but we've got a handful of freshmen that are getting quite a bit of really good experience at the varsity level, which is really going to help this team going forward, and not just for this year, but going into future years. You know, a couple of the standouts, of course, have been from the freshman squad, have been Maddie McCown and Jaden Spieth. They've both really stepped up to fill, you know, pretty big shoes with all the, you know, four of the five original starters from the beginning of the season down for various reasons. They've had to step up, and they really have. I mean, you can't expect them to play like seniors with 4 years of high school experience, but they're really doing an excellent job, and so I want to salute them. And then, you know, over on the boys' side, you know, I mentioned earlier about Derek Pratt and Aaron Hansen, the two lone seniors on the team. They've really stepped up and embraced the leadership role that you would expect from, you know, from the seniors with the 4 years of experience. And so it's been really fun to see the team starting to gel and starting to get, you know, to play with some continuity and to get comfortable with one another. And of course, there's been some freshmen and some other underclassmen coming up on that team. But most notably, you know, I mentioned his older brother during the wrestling, you know, Gavin. Well, Garen Decker, a freshman, has also really stepped up to fill a needed role at point guard, giving some time for people to play other positions or maybe just to get some rest. Riley Valley's done a great job as a sophomore, but the ability to move him to the number two guard or to give him a rest now and again, you know, Garen has really given that opportunity there to make the team better, because of his play has been really up and coming. It's taken a little bit of time, and he initially didn't hardly play at all for the varsity, but he's really starting to find his groove with the varsity team. So those are some of the things that have been going on that have got me pretty excited. And I hope you've been listening to the broadcast. Of course, we try and get every one of the games here on 94.3 The Bridge. We did, unfortunately, due to illness and vacation, we did miss one game that I really wanted to cover, but just wasn't able to do it. But other than that, we've been able to put all the games on this year, and we'll continue trying to do that. There's one more little caveat to that, but I'll talk about that in the third segment when I give you the schedule, the upcoming schedule for the sports. So I'm going to take another break here, and we haven't gotten anybody to call in, but I'll give you the number one more time. We can still probably get you on the air if you get in right away and give us your snowstorm story. That number is 541-299-0498. And I'm going to take another break here. We'll be back with the Rogue Talk mascot. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk
on 94.3 The Bridge. The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The brother of the man suspected of killing five people and wounding eight others at the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, today says the suspect had been receiving psychological treatment while living in Alaska. The brother didn't say what treatment his brother, who served in Iraq, had received. He says a girlfriend alerted their family about the situation. Authorities say the man used a checked gun and fired randomly before surrendering without a struggle. Intelligence officials say in their new public report on Russian hacking that they believe with, quote, high confidence, unquote, that Moscow's intelligence services relayed to WikiLeaks material hacked from the Democratic National Committee and senior Democratic officials. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he condemns Russian interference, but the president-elect Donald Trump won the election fair and square. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points to 19,964. The NASDAQ rose 33. The S&P advanced 8. This is SRN.
Broadcasting to Rogue River, Gold Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimer, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. A trade organization of purchasing managers says U.S. services companies grew again in December amid the holidays, maintaining the highest pace reached in the previous month. The Institute for Supply Management says that its service index stayed at 57.2 in December, matching the November figure. Sears is selling its well-known Craftsman brand to Stanley Black & Decker, Inc., which plans to grow the tool brand by selling its products at more stores. Currently, only 10% of Craftsman products are sold outside of Sears' own department stores. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 42 points. The S&P lost over 1 point, and the NASDAQ edged up 11. With business, I'm Dan.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and I wasn't able to coax any of you into calling in and giving me your snow stories, so I maybe we'll promote it a little sooner next time, and maybe we can get some people to call in, but I do appreciate you listening, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. And before we get to the Rogue Talk mascot, I do want to give you the upcoming schedule for Chieftain Sports. And a little caveat to this first one is I don't I don't have it confirmed on whether or not the things that are going on this weekend, whether they're still going to happen for the teams or not. There was one thing added to the basketball schedule, and I haven't been able to confirm that one. And then there's also the wrestlers have something going, so let's get to those here. The Chieftain wrestlers are slated to head to Waldport for the Waldport Invitational Tournament. That would be tomorrow, obviously, in Waldport. But again, I can't confirm 100% that that is still... I'm sure the tournament is still happening because it's on the coast. But don't know for sure if our team is still making that trip. I think they probably will. There's not too many problems with the main roads at this point, but I wasn't able to confirm that. And then both the Chieftain teams start their conference schedule this coming week. On Tuesday, they'll head to Cave Junction to take on the Illinois Valley Cougars. The girls will tip off at 5:30 and the boys at 7 on Tuesday night. And we'll have both those games right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And another game that popped up on the schedule, and I haven't been able to confirm it, and I don't think we're going to be able to cover this. There is a tournament going on this weekend called the Sky West Crossover Tournament. Now, I believe the tournament was slated to start tonight, but just recently on the Chieftain boys schedule, it's showing a 9 o'clock game tomorrow morning. The boys' games are being played at Douglas High School, and the opponent is listed as Siuslaw at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And again, I also have not been able to confirm that. Unfortunately, I'm finding out about this too late. So if that game is in fact happening, I don't believe we're going to have that here on the bridge. Again, that we were not scheduled to be in that tournament originally, and I just found out about this yesterday and looked up the schedule this morning and found this game on there. So don't know 100% on those two things, but we do know that the two basketball teams definitely will be opening their conference schedule on Tuesday. And so now let's move to our regular third segment piece here with our friend, my son, Cameron, the Rogue Talk mascot. Cameron, welcome back to Rogue Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of a rough week last week. I had to do your picks for you. You weren't able to get into the studio last week, and, well, you're not here again today, but at least we got you on the phone. But kind of a rough week. You lost one game because they didn't cover the spread and lost three more outright. So you went 1-4 last week. That's probably your worst week of the whole season, I think, isn't it?
Probably. I've had some rough weeks.
Yeah, there's been a few other tough ones, but I think 1-4 might be the worst one you've had, and that takes your record to 38-33-3, so still five games above 500. Not too bad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good record.
So we're running out of time. I was going to get some snow stories from you, but we're going to run out of time. So let's quickly go through these games. Raiders at Texans. Houston's favored by 4. Who do you got?
You know, without the quarterback for Oakland, I'm going to have to go with Houston.
Okay, well, we're going to have to get through these a little quicker. We got about 30 seconds. Giants at Packers. Packers favored by 5.
Giants.
You're going to take your Giants. I thought you might do that. Lions at Seahawks. Seahawks are an 8-point favorite.
Lions.
Lions, okay. Dolphins at Steelers. Pittsburgh is a 10.5-point favorite.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. And finally, Clemson at Alabama. Who do you got?
Clemson.
Okay. There's the picks. Thanks for joining me, Cameron. And everybody, be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's hometown voice. 94.3 The Bridge. Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.